אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
שלום אוסטרליה. Israel's education system and economy are in a state of uncertainty today as the government's coronavirus committee continues to overturn government decisions. At the present time, summer school programs and matriculation and university exams are proceeding, but they could be halted on Tuesday. Likud MK and coronavirus committee chairwoman Yifat Sasha Biton is likely to be dismissed this week as she has angered the Prime Minister by voting against the government's recommendation, including the closure of beaches. A new slew of restrictions went into effect on Friday at 5 p.m, limiting public gatherings until further notice and limiting businesses' operations on weekends. A last-minute reversal by the government led to a decision to keep restaurants open until Tuesday, when they will be closed until further notice for all but takeaways and deliveries. The government faced widespread threats by restaurant owners to defy the closure order, which had originally been intended to take effect at 5 p.m. on Friday. Restaurant owners appealed the decision, saying that they had already purchased the food for weekend service and it would be thrown out if they were not allowed to serve it. The owner of the Cafe restaurant chain said many fellow restaurant owners plan on remaining open after Tuesday at 5 a.m. because the industry cannot sustain another closure directive. Justice Minister Avi Nissenkorn vowed on Friday that there will be no limits on demonstrations or on courts, even if a full lockdown is enacted in the coming week. Amid growing public unrest and demonstrations by various groups, some have called to restrict protests, citing public health concerns. This has led to protest activists warning of a threat to democratic freedom should the right to demonstrate be impinged upon. Tuesday night saw protests against the Prime Minister turn violent. The original protest outside the Prime Minister's house in Jerusalem, organised by the Black Flag group that has been demanding Netanyahu's resignation since corruption charges were brought against him, was noisy but controlled. A very small group of Netanyahu supporters were separated from the crowds. They were eventually completely swamped by the arrival of hundreds more protesters demanding a more adequate government response to the economic hardships caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. The protesters moved towards the centre of town, where they overturned rubbish bins and blocked the light rail. Dozens were arrested. There were smaller non-violent protests on Thursday night, with several protesters sleeping on the street outside the Prime Minister's house. Organisers called the rallies a siege of Balfour, a reference to the street address. On Friday, some protesters turned up in bathing suits and with beach towels, demonstrating against the Netanyahu government's plan to shut beaches on weekends, saying the government was not only corrupt, but also chaotic and inept. Among those taking part in the protests was former IDF Chief of Staff Dan Chalutz. Last night, protests took place in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Tens of thousands turned out in Tel Aviv. Police were determined to control the violence and vandalism that followed both last Saturday night's protests and Tuesday night. After last week's numbers, the protest led by self-employed business owners, joined by owners of restaurants, bars and nightlife spots against the government's response to the pandemic, was moved from Rabin Square to the larger Charles Clough Park. Organisers marked spots in the grass where protesters should stand in order to ensure that social distancing guidelines were observed. The Jerusalem protests quickly got out of control, as many more arrived than expected, with crowds blocking the street to traffic. Facing harsh criticism over his response to the financial crisis set off by the coronavirus pandemic, Prime Minister Netanyahu on Wednesday announced a financial aid package by which the government offered to cut a check to every Israeli. The plan would see couples with one child receive a one-time payment of 2,000 shekel, which rises to 2,500 for those with two children and 3,000 for those with three or more. Single Israelis aged 18 and over would each receive 750 shekel. Netanyahu justified giving everyone a payment regardless of need, saying that it would stimulate the economy and be much quicker than creating a process to decide who was eligible to receive aid. The proposal was roundly criticised by finance ministry officials, the Premier's coalition partners and the public. The criticism mostly centred on the planned school to disperse money to all Israelis, regardless of income or whether they were hurt economically by the government-mandated restrictions to contain the virus and its high cost. Roi Cohen, the head of Israel's Chamber of Independent Organizations and Businesses, called it cheap populism and said it was a surreal decision to give money to people who don't need it instead of people who are crying out. The Knesset is due to vote on the proposal today. In the wake of Netanyahu's announcement, Channel 13's late-night news program, Hatzinor, opened up a crowdfunding campaign for people interested in redistributing the grants from those who need less to those who really need. As of Friday morning, Israelis have pledged nearly 3 million shekel. The health ministry says 1,745 new coronavirus cases have been confirmed in a 24-hour period since Friday evening. The death count has hit 400, climbing by 8 since Friday night. A kindergarten worker from Petah Tikva died of COVID-19 on Friday, 2 weeks after she sent a message to parents asking them to respect the regulations to stop the spread of the virus and not to send sick children to daycare. Shalva Zalfrund, 64, wrote, "I am in an at-risk group. The authorities know with certainty about families who have violated isolation or did not follow the instructions not to send children to kindergarten when they have a family member in isolation in their home." Her note ended, "For me, it no longer matters who I contracted it from and who violated isolation. I just beg and plead for the grandparents, neighbours and older relatives who surround us and who do not deserve to die, even if they have underlying illnesses." As of Thursday evening, 673 conscripted soldiers, officers, non-commissioned officers and civilian employees of the IDF were sick with the COVID-19 virus, all of them with light symptoms, while roughly 11,500 troops were in quarantine after coming into contact with a confirmed carrier of the virus, according to the military. As a result of the numbers, the IDF has banned soldiers from taking part in gatherings of more than 5 people while on leave and is considering confining many soldiers to remain on bases. Prime Minister Netanyahu had a rare political win on Wednesday. He managed to deny former Justice Minister Ayelet Shaked a coveted seat on the committee that appoints judges. The Knesset appoints 2 members to the 9-member Judicial Appointments Committee. Derech Eretz MK Svi Hauser won one place and the second went to Likud MK Osnat Matz. The decision, however, may be challenged in the High Court as it is customary to elect an MK from the government and the other from the opposition and both elected are in the coalition. Preparations are being made for the September 1st opening of the new school year. The plan to open and it will require hiring of extra staff, physical modifications to classrooms and supplying thousands of students in grade 5 and above with computers for distance learning. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.